The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by Full Life Chiropractic.
I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Kirstie Zontini. We're watching the radar right now. If weather breaks, we break in immediately.
Here on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
And I'm Dayton's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. You're listening to an Ask the Expert Weekend.
Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. I'm here to remind you that you're created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. My job is to teach you how to align your life to make this happen. So I want to thank you for joining me today. And today we're going to get into a topic that I don't know very much about. Talk to my patients about every once in a while, but we're going to be talking about thermography, and I have a special guest here. I got Dr. Natalie Yaley from Take Back to Healthcare. Take to Healthcare, correct?
Take to Healthcare.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So I want to welcome you. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I know some of you are like, wow, they're both on the radio at the same time. So super cool. This idea was birthed from the fact that Dr. Natalie has come out to our events that we've had in the past. So we do a big cancer event every single year in the October timeframe, just to educate people about how, you know, breast cancer and just cancer in general. So we've invited her and her colleagues to our event in the past 2 years, and they've come by and talked to our patients about thermography. So we only thought it'd be appropriate, because I talked about it this year and our patients just kept on asking more and more about it in the office. I'm like, you know what? We got to bring her on the radio and we got to do a radio show together. So once again, Dr. Natalie, really appreciate you being here with us. And to our listeners, just get ready to get your minds blown about thermography, what it is, and how much more effective it is at detecting cancer early in the process, so you can actually take charge of your health naturally without drugs and surgery. So folks, as always, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us also on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. That's AskDrJuan.com. You can find us on podcasts via iTunes by searching Living the Full Life with Dr. Juan. And lastly, you can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. Press option 2. Team is standing by, ready to answer any questions you might have about this show or any other shows we've had in the past, or get signed up for an appointment or a dinner. So as always, I like to start, Dr. Natalie, I don't know how you start your radio show, and I have to apologize. I haven't really listened to your radio show. I caught
a couple
snippets here and there, but I never really listened to the whole thing. But every time I get on radio, I talk about why it is that I do what I do. Is my big why, and I know you've heard it the couple of times you've been to our events. And for me, this thermography thing, this cancer thing is very real. So for me, folks, I know some of you are listeners that you've been listening for years. For me, the phone call came when I was in the middle of chiropractic school. As you remember, chiropractic school, pretty stressful, right? Remember those days?
Yeah, they always say it's like drinking out of a fire hose.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely. So, you know, drinking out of a fire hose, Dr. Whitney and I were, you know, in school together. We're both chiropractic students, and we got a phone call from my mom to tell me she'd been diagnosed with breast cancer. That's when it all really became real to me, folks, and it really just tore my heart, because my mom is my hero. My father passed away on Christmas Eve when I was 18 years old, and my wife and I were in the middle of chiropractic school drinking from a fire hose, as Dr. Natalie said, and we had a one-year-old daughter, so we were stressed out, going through a doctor program, accumulating student debt, and oh, by the way, one of our parents has cancer, which is the last thing we wanted to deal with. So when I asked my mom what she was going to do, she said, I know exactly what I'm not doing. I'm not doing chemotherapy and radiation. So of course, at that moment, I start like freaking out, because literally that's the gold standard.
Right.
That's the gold standard. So for me, I was like, you know what? I don't know what else to do, Mom, but I know I'm learning a lot about the body and how it's supposed to function. So let's make sure your brain and your body are communicating effectively. We did. Her spine was completely out of alignment. She had lost 100% of the curve in her neck. She had 0 degrees out of 45, that lordosis in the neck. And then from front to back, she had a scoliosis in her upper thoracic area from T1 through T7. So my mom, for years, though, also struggled from upper back pain, neck pain, and headaches, that the only solution she was ever given was drugs to mask the symptoms, to never get to the cause, leading her to literally be creating this disease in the background that nobody ever found until actually was a bomb that exploded. So for me, folks, I get on radio every single week to educate you guys to make better health choices so you don't become my mom. So for you, Dr. Natalie, can you share with us, what is it you get on radio? What is it that really sparks you up to share the message that you do every week?
You know, honestly, it's a good question. It's a hard one to answer because it changes as I grow as a person, as I grow as a mom of three, as you know, you're a father of three.
Yes.
In fact, I think our children are very similar in ages. Yes. So it's hard. You grow as a person. You learn a lot. You learn through mistakes. You learn through, you know, successes and, yep. and so on. I never thought going through chiropractic school, mm-hmm. kind of like you thought, I never would have ever imagined that I'd be seeing patients with cancer.
Yeah, me either.
The amount of opportunities that exist through alternative care are endless mm-hmm. and safe.
Yes.
If you think about our malpractice insurance yeah. versus a medical doctor's that's malpractice
true.
Insurance.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, the success rates that we have as chiropractors
yes.
and we can, you know, we don't ever necessarily treat cancer
for
per
sure.
se.
Right.
But we treat the patient.
Yes.
And we can treat them naturally, mm-hmm. safely, and note progress with much more safer testing.
Yes.
Blood testing, thermography, you know, because a patient can tell you how they're feeling. Oh, I'm feeling 100% better.
Yeah.
But you can use these objective testing methods that are safer, and we'll get into that later.
For sure.
But, you know, being chiropractors, I never would have thought that these opportunities were out there.
For sure.
So I think what drives my passion is these everyday changes.
Yes,
science
yes,
is always changing, so we yes. got to grow with the science. New research is always coming out. So you're always learning. As a doctor, you're always learning. And I think that's what my passion is I like change.
Yeah.
I like to, I honestly like, I guess maybe because I was so used to being in school and yeah. always under a lot of stress. Like I do
yeah.
well under stress. I do well with the go, go, go,
yeah,
go.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
So I think that's gives
awesome.
Me my passion is the ability to grow.
For sure. And that's awesome. And I concur with you. I love, like, I can nerd out and listen to like podcasts about research or like read research all day. I know like it's boring to most people, but like for me, that kind of fires me up too. Just understanding there's more discoveries on how the body actually functions. And that to me is just super exciting because we get to work at the body every single day in our career. So
yeah.
Super
yeah.
awesome.
And I think from an alternative point of view, it's good for our patients too, because I think education medically
mm-hmm.
to their patients, like the doctor patient relationship with your medical doctor probably isn't as close as like how we have it with our patients.
Absolutely.
We're able to sit down with them.
Yes.
You know, we're addressing more symptoms than just one usually.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, I do think that the doctor-patient relationship is a little bit different, too.
For sure. Yeah, I agree with you. And this is where, like, you know, people just reaching out to me. I mean, it's funny, one of my patients, and he was here, Jim Copes, big shout out, because I know you're listening. He listens every week. So, love you, man. So, he's awesome patient. Great testimonial. He did a whole testimonial hour here with me a few weeks back, maybe a few months back now. But he told me, he's like, hey, I don't have any of my cardiologists, any of his heart doctors has some major heart issues. He's like, I've never texted him any of them on Friday at 7 p.m. about a question regarding nutrition, and none of them ever answer me, but you do. And
right.
you have three kids, and you're married, and you're running your own practice, and you're in the military and all this stuff. So I'm like, yeah, because we care. And it's not saying that the medical doctors don't care. It's just that there's a different, you know, patient-doctor relationship. Still professional, but just much more of that time involved in understanding what the patient's goals are and
yeah,
their objective
findings.
I think
a lot of chiropractors are mm-hmm. like that. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. So that's cool. So, hey, let's get into the topic. I know we've kind of gotten, you know, talk about our passion, what we love about what we do. But so can you walk me through? I know we're talking about thermography. Can you just walk me through, like, thermography 101? Like, let's just start with what is it? What is thermography?
All right, so thermography is a physiological study
mm-hmm.
that can detect heat patterns, blood vessel activity,
mm-hmm.
and surface skin temperature.
Okay.
So it kind of it paints a picture of you, if you will, of your body and how it presents.
Yeah.
And those areas that are more inflamed are going to show up warmer.
Yeah.
Areas that aren't functioning as well, such as nerve damage or something like that, will show up colder.
Okay.
So it's an ability for us to take a look at your body from the outside to see what may be going on inside.
Huh. So obviously, so you're reading this heat differentials. So what is, I guess the next question would be like, how does that work? Like, what does that tell us then? Like, so, okay, so something is hotter in this area. Like, what does that mean to me?
You know right. I mean? Well, it can be a lot of different things. So when a patient comes in for an appointment, they mm-hmm. acclimate to a room temperature of around 68 degrees.
Okay.
So what that means is a patient comes in, you literally sit in a chair for 15 minutes,
mm-hmm.
you cool the body down so your body, the camera, and the room are all the same temperature.
Okay.
Now, if there's anything that's active, like a blood vessel.
Yeah.
We all have blood vessels.
Mm-hmm.
Blood vessels are active. There's blood flow going through them. They're going to show up warm.
Okay.
Blood vessels that are not as active will constrict in cold.
Yes.
But they will dilate if they are active.
Right.
Yeah, if they're inflamed, if they're feeding something like a cancer tumor.
Got it.
Because these tumors need blood for their nutrition.
Yeah.
And the blood comes from these blood vessels, which will show up on a thermogram.
Oh, okay. So that it gives you a clue of where, like, you know, areas of the body where things may be feeding that not necessarily need to be feeding, per se.
Yes, that's more of like how a breast exam would show.
Mm-hmm.
In our clinic, we do thermography mainly for a breast in conjunction with other testing methods that women use to monitor their breast health. But we use it with mammograms, with mm-hmm. ultrasounds.
Right.
And when you add thermography in with your current other testing method you're doing for your breast health, your rates of detection can go way up to 95-98%.
Really?
Wow. So it's very high.
That is awesome. So question is this. So how safe and effective is it? And like, I'm pretty intrigued by that comment you just made. I know we got just a few minutes here before we got to go on break, but how safe and effective is it? And secondly, how early can you detect something compared to, like, you know, a normal study like mammography? Like, what's the comparison there?
Mm-hmm. Well, in regards to breast imaging, because you can do full body imaging, but we're talking mainly about breasts today. We can get into full body if you'd like. But in regards to breast imaging,
mm-hmm.
thermography is 100% safe.
Yes.
There's no radiation and no compression with it. And that's why a lot of women really don't mind getting it done twice a year, however often they need to.
That makes sense.
It has been FDA approved since 1982.
Nice. Older than
me. Yeah. As a tool used in conjunction with other testing methods to detect breast cancer.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and there's no contraindications, so women that are pregnant can do it.
Yes.
Obviously, I had 3 children. I was taking images the whole time.
For sure.
And my children, I guess, are okay right now. We'll find out later.
It's okay, right.
But yeah, safe for pregnant women, lactating women, women with implants.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no contraindications to it.
That is awesome. So, I mean, that's a huge, especially to the compression part. Like, my mom explained to me very graphically what a mammogram, you know, what happens in it. And, you know, the compression thing is just very serious too, because you could be damaging cells at the cellular level.
Yeah. Right? And I mean, women will leave, they'll be bruised.
Yeah.
Sometimes, depending on the technician's skill level, they may even have to redo them. There's a lot of money involved in mammography screening.
Yeah.
But it's a $6 billion industry.
So you're not going to
disrupt
that. Where
is all this money going towards? If we're doing mammograms for breast cancer prevention or breast cancer research, where's all that money going to, and why are breast cancer rates going up?
For sure. Yeah, that's a question. That's a very obvious question. And I know all of you who listen to this radio station, a lot of the other radio personalities, we're always calling, like, you know, follow the money, follow the why behind it. And we all know that there is definitely big money in big pharma and all these other things, entities. And it's not that they're horrible companies, it's that, you know, they're definitely kind of pushing an agenda, which is unfortunate. And you need your eyes open. You know, of course, they're a company and they got to make profit, and I get it. But it should be definitely safe, effective, and ethical to be able to, you know, provide people with the safe and effective ways of taking care of their health so they can achieve it. So we're out of time here on this first segment, folks. I want to thank you for listening. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290 957 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 957 WHIO. Dayton's news and talk. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's news and talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. Also, you can call our office at 937-552-7364. Press Option 2. And also you can find us on podcast via iTunes by searching Living the Full Life with Dr. Juan. So I want to thank you guys for joining us back. I'm here with Dr. Natalie Yaley from Take Two Healthcare here talking about thermography. So Dr. Natalie, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. And earlier, I know you have your segment you need to get through, but earlier you were talking about the cancer seminar that you guys put on, health event. If you get a chance to go next year, just go. Couple of my patients were even there. Yes. The more information you can get, the better.
Amen. I love it. Thanks for yes, a shout absolutely. Out. You know, that's we did the Beyond Awareness Cancer Prevention. We will be doing that again this upcoming 2020 year, but throughout the whole year we will have other events. So we always hit on, you know, natural ways of doing health. So on the last segment we were talking about just thermography, what it is, you know, just reading the heat differentials in the body and reading the blood vessels. And blood vessels are important because they feed you know, our organs, but they also can feed cancers. So that was something Dr. Natalie was talking about. But I'm more interested now, like, how does this help people lead a healthier life? Like, why would you not necessarily, I understand in conjunction for breast and mammography, but like, what would be the benefit of somebody who's getting a thermogram for somebody that's not even suspicious of like cancers or anything like that? Why would it help you?
Well, there's lots of things that thermography can be used for other reasons besides breast cancer detection. Mm-hmm. It's really good to use to note progress of any sort of treatment or therapy you're doing for any sort of injury or pain you're in.
Okay,
so the more muscles that are inflamed, the more asymmetrical heat output that we see, that indicates more of the disease. Versus, and we'll get into later about one of your case studies, you can monitor any sort of treatment that you're doing, whether it's pre-surgery and post-surgery or pre-diet, post-diet, whatever you're doing, you can monitor these heat patterns with thermography. So as the body gets less inflamed, as certain muscles get less inflamed, as blood flow gets back to an area that didn't have as much blood flow before, we'll see those things change.
That's awesome.
And it's safe.
Yeah, for sure.
So you can image these things and your body's not being exposed to any radiation.
Yeah, you're not exposing people to radiation. We expose people to radiation because we use x-rays, and we use the most, you know, the latest form of x-ray, digital machines, don't require as much ionizing radiation, but still there is radiation being put into the body. So I love the fact that you keep throwing out the word that is safe, because it's really a camera reading heat.
Right.
It's not putting anything into the body. It's actually reading stuff that the body's putting out.
Correct.
That's awesome. That's cool. So then what else should we know about it? So I jokingly said this in between segments. So the 1 minute snapshot of, like, I'm a guy, you know, the typical guy out there that's listening right now. I know you're probably grabbing a few drinks this weekend, you know, to celebrate the game, you know, the football game or whatever. But like, what is it that a guy, how would a guy benefit from this? I'm the typical guy that drives a truck, works, you know, 40 hours a week, hangs out with the family and loves football. Like, what benefit do I have of going to get a thermogram?
Well, it depends on what sort of symptoms you're having, to be honest. I'll just give you an example. One of my patients that I'm treating has decreased sensation of his right leg.
Okay.
The bottom part of his right leg. So we did a thermogram to see that area, and it showed a lot of cooling.
Okay.
So what that told me as his physician is, you have either nerve damage or not enough blood flow. Something's going on there.
Right.
Therefore, get a second opinion from my neurologist.
For sure.
So it can lead you to who you need to follow up with.
For sure.
In a more safer way, instead of just doing all these unnecessary testing methods right away.
That makes sense. So instead of going with a shotgun blast and testing a bunch of stuff, let's just see what the body is doing, reading that and seeing, this is a clue. Let's find out what that clue means even further by sending you to the specialist.
Right. We can see things. We can see things that could potentially be where the patient might need to detox.
Yeah.
We can see toxification, like these little things that we're looking for.
Right.
They're called molting patterns. But there's like these patterns that we see from a thermogram that can indicate certain areas that would send us in the right direction of where we need to go.
Huh.
Low back pain, very big. But you can monitor your treatments with thermography, and you should see less heat as you improve.
That's cool. That's awesome. So we got to take a quick break here, folks. Once again, thanks for listening. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290-95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez. This is Living the Full Life. We talk about health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. askdrjuan.com. You can find us also on podcasts via iTunes, searching Living the Full Life with Dr. Juan. And then lastly, you can call our office at 937-552-7364, press option 2. Obviously, you can talk to our team members about any questions you might have about this show or anything we talked about in the past. So today, we're covering the topic of thermography. And I say we because Dr. Natalie Yaley is here from Take Two Healthcare. So say hello, everybody that's joining us right now, Dr. Natalie.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in.
Absolutely. So we're talking about thermography. We had an awesome event for our office, Beyond Awareness. You know, prevention is powerful. Talking about cancer prevention and different modalities and how to take care of your body and detect these things early before something crazy happens. So we were talking about thermography, and a lot of you listeners and patients were really, really intrigued by it. So we figured it'd be just appropriate for us to do the show. So we're going to walk through a case study right now of one of our patients. It's actually a mutual patient because we are co-managing, which is what should be happening in the professional world of health. Obviously, we should be referring people out, and those people come back, and then you can handle what you can handle. Whatever you can't handle, you refer out. So Dr. Natalie took care of a 67-year-old female patient of ours that has been, you know, recently diagnosed with a recurrence of lung cancer that has spread to other areas in her body. And she was looking to do the alternative things to help her body heal naturally, along with some of the medical things also, not to disclose her entire case. But so what I did is I referred her to Dr. Natalie to get thermography done so we can track those areas of higher heat to understand like where her body was in the metabolic process and what it was doing. So can you talk to me a little bit more, like once she got there, you know, we sent her to you, what is it that happened? How did that whole thing go down? What happened?
Yeah, so when she came, she was going to do a full body thermography. Mm-hmm. We also included the breast for her because she did have a history of breast cancer as well.
Right.
So we did the full imaging series, and when the first interpretation came back, there were several areas of heat noted, mainly on the right side, and that is where she had breast cancer back in 2006.
Right.
So this patient has had a pretty traumatic history of diagnoses. But with thermography, when we do a breast imaging series, you're given a score for each breast, and that score is based on a scale from 1 to 5, five being the highest. So her right side did come back as a 5.
Wow.
One of the big things that showed up is that her nipple temperature was elevated.
Mm-hmm.
And in breast thermography, we always look at nipple temperatures.
Okay.
We compare both sides. If there is a greater difference than 1 between each side,
right,
then that bumps your score way up, either to a 4, maybe to a 5, depending on other findings.
Okay.
So she did have that. And then also some other areas that showed up as well. She had a lot of activity in the axillary region, which is right under your armpit, where a lot of the milk ducts are located. She had a lot of activity there, very high heat.
Hmm.
So we sat down and went over these with her, and then she informed me that she was seeing you. Well, right. I knew she was seeing you at the beginning, but she informed me that she was going to start a protocol with you, and that's where we left off after the first visit.
Cool. So then picking the story back up on our side, so we started a protocol. And folks, if you've been listening long enough, you know that we really are big proponents on anti-inflammatory. Obviously, Dr. Natalie already touched on it a few times. we're really big on the anti-inflammatory style diets, like that, you know, keto, you know, paleo, whatever you want to call them, the ones that are like literally you reduce the amount of sugars you're putting in your body, along with things that actually we know through research are actually known as cancer killers. Like, for example, curcumin. Curcumin crosses the blood-brain barrier. It actually could seeks out cancer cells and it kills them. You know, is the pigmentation that is found inside of turmeric, which is a spice, you know, commonly known in Indian foods. But so we put her on that while she was doing intravenous vitamin C, not in our office, at another office. There is a plethora of other things she was doing to include ozone therapy and a few other items like that that really propelled her body. And ultimately, too, on top of that, folks, you know, I talk about this every single time. The brain and body connection is important. Obviously, if her brain and her body are not communicating 100%, her body's not able to function and heal at 100% because the healing power comes from the brain. That's what tells your finger to heal after you cut it with a knife. So if her brain is not communicating effectively with her body because there's misalignment in her spine, putting nerve pressure on those nerves going to the area, there's no feasible way that that area would function 100%. So what we did also in conjunction to all this, once again, it's a multifactorial approach, is that we were making sure she was getting her adjustments and getting her spine corrected. So making sure that, you know, her gut was in order. So talking about probiotics and making sure that her body's immunity is strong, because people that are battling cancer, like my mom, their immune system is really fighting one disease. So there's a very high chance for people to develop, you know, pneumonia and the frequent colds and the flus and whatever have you. So they're more susceptible to that, especially if the patient has done chemotherapy in the past or is currently under chemotherapy. It's relevant if you had it in the past and now you're recovered. You're still at a higher chance because you literally jeopardized your immune system when you were under chemotherapy. So all those things we took into account. I mean, this is one of the hardest cases in my office. We took all that into account. We put a protocol of nutrition along with supplementation, along with the medical model, along with another office. I was doing some of those modalities that I don't have in my office and you don't have in your office. And literally, this whole case has blossomed into this basically success story, because when she first came back and her husband were sitting in the room, I mean, he was in tears. She was trying to be strong, and he was like, well, Dr. Juan, it's not good. It's not good. It's like literally all over her body. And they were like, you know, when you retire, folks, and those of you who are listening that are retired, like, you know, when you plan to buy that house in Norris Lake, right? Get the boat. I mean, you just get the picture, right? Your kids and your grandkids are going to come visit. Like, that's where these people are at. And now you're robbing them of that hope to enjoy the families for 10, 20, 30 years to come, because this minor disease that can become a huge monster in their lives had literally resurfaced ugly head. So these people are sitting there just like, wow, I love golfing. She loves this. I don't know if we're going to be able to do that again, because this thing is literally charging that fast ahead. So I'm thankful to report that because of our treatment in our clinics, she has had a follow-up actual thermography. So Dr. Natalie, can you hit on like what has happened since the first time to the second time when she came back and she saw those results?
Yeah. And I do want to touch, you were talking about all the things that she was doing for her case. The thing that's great about what we do is every patient is individualized.
Yes.
Her plan may be different from your plan.
For sure.
Than from another person's plan.
Yes.
So that's what's great about what we do versus like a medical model approach.
It's chemo,
it's almost textbook. Yeah, it's just everything. I can tell these women when they sit down with me, this is exactly what they're going to say to you.
This
is what oncologists say. These guys go to school for years and years and years to say the same thing to most all their patients.
Yeah, like 85%. Yeah. I remember sitting in the room with my mom with that conversation. And the doctor saying, oh, blah, 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 and we're going to do is this, this, and this. And I'm like, yeah, that's the same exact standard of care of 1962.
Right.
Like, are you kidding me? It's like 2000, whatever year it was.
Yeah.
2014. You know, so yeah, no, that's really good. I'm glad you hit on that, because everybody is an individual. And we look at your case holistically. And once again, you can sprinkle all the thermography, all the supplements. You can do all that. If your brain is not communicating with your body, it's not going to communicate. And it's not going to heal at 100%. So yeah, can you hit on a little bit on what actually you saw on the other end after she did this protocol for a few months?
Like I said earlier, she did do full body. So I kind of forgot to tell you what her full body came back as. But I'll talk about it now. She retested her full body thermogram with a breast series just after 2 weeks of doing your protocol.
Mm-hmm.
That's abnormal.
Right.
the earliest usually people follow up is 3 months.
Right.
So I wasn't suspecting to see a whole lot of change.
Right.
But there were definitely multiple areas that improved.
Significant, and I'm going to ask this question. Significant, like if you were writing a case study to publish in a peer-reviewed journal, would this be significant enough? Like, you know, percentage-wise, you'd be like, wow, like is it eye-opening enough for me to notice it? Like,
Not significantly enough. But I feel like if you had 10 more other patients that improved this way, then yes.
Okay, got you. Got it.
Because usually it can take years to see these huge improvements. Now, her overall score, remember, like I said before, each breast is given an overall score. The right breast was a 5. That did not change.
Right.
But the nipple temperature went down on the right side.
Nice.
So it went down from 1.06 to 0.97. You might not think that that's significant, but now that brings her under the reference range, which is 1 degree.
Right,
remember?
Right. Yeah.
And then that axillary region that was really, really warm, it went down from 2.97 degrees Celsius to 1.47.
Which is, that's huge.
Now that one was significant. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. And then in her full body, multiple areas that were showing inflammation or higher amounts of heat improved.
Nice.
So Dr. Robert Kane, who I've had on our show several times, he's the interpreter for now. He commented, improved warming is seen over, and I won't read all of these, but posterior neck, upper and mid back, improved warming over the latissimus dorsi region, significant improvement over the right posterior shoulder, improved spinal warming in the lumbar region, and it goes on and on and on. And that's just after 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
That's
kind of almost unheard of.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So this is where, like, folks, and it's not, once again, and I want to make sure I'm very clear of this, and I say this openly too, Dr. Natalie, there's nothing that I did. It's really nothing. It's like her body is healing like God intended it to. And I know, like, I speak about God openly in my radio show because we are faith-based. We believe that God created a body to heal itself. So all we did was remove the interference. Her body's communicating better. We put the things that she should have been eating all along in her body to reduce that inflammation, which then reduce her, obviously, signature of heat. And then at that moment, her body was able to function better. So this is the question that I have for you guys listening. Whether you're ready to get a thermography at Take Two Healthcare and call Dr. Natalie's office, or you're ready to come to our office, or you want to just literally explore more on how we can help you naturally without doing anything over the top, anything that's unsafe, anything that's going to put any crazy amounts of stress on your body, folks, this is a time where I'm giving you a call to action. I know some of you have literally, like, and I know you because you came to my office. Some of you that listen literally month after month, I'm sure you have those people too, Dr. Natalie, mm-hmm. that have been listening to you for like a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is it going to take me really talking about like yellow toe fungus for you to come to my office? I'm never going to talk about yellow toe fungus. Like, seriously though, if you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I know that's my slogan, that's my little tagline, but if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and literally your dreams are being stolen away from you because you're getting this crazy diagnosis, your body's breaking down, you're literally tapping into your retirement to be able to hang on to the last few strings of health that you have, folks, this is where I call you to action. Do something about it. Don't sit there idle as a child. You know, adults do the adult thing. Like, sometimes we got to look at the hard truths. We got to take that hard right versus that easy left, right? At the end of the day, like, what are you going to do about it? Because at the end of the day, unfortunately, like, we work so hard for our families. Like, we talked about having 3 kids and being married and all that stuff, right? We talk very much about our families. But at the end of the day, when you don't do something for your health and you don't take care of it, it affects you, but it really tears everybody else around you up more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's the part where if you're truly ready to take that fork in the road towards health and healing, give our office a call. Give her office a call. Our office number is 937-552-7364. Press option 2. If you're not ready just to come to the office just yet, you're like still thinking like, you know what? Chiropractors may not be full doctors. They may be quacks. I joke around about that on the radio. At the end of the day, if you're ready to at least get a second opinion and see what it is that's actually causing your problem rather than putting Band-Aids on top of it with medications, then come out to our next dinner. We have a dinner on December 2nd at Basil's in Troy, 6:30 p.m. It's free. You and up to four of your friends can come. You can listen to what we do and how it is that we approach health different in our office. So, Dr. Nye, I'm going to give you the floor. Like, is there anything, we got to go on break here shortly, but is there anything that you want to invite the listeners to do as far as your office goes? Like any events, anything like that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're having a health fair December 13th.
Perfect.
You can come and get free blood pressure, free urinalysis.
Awesome.
We're doing a sale on all of our supplements.
Perfect.
But
perfect. So yeah, December 13th at your office, mm-hmm. right? We are December 2nd at Basil's in Troy, 6:30 p.m. That dinner is free. All of that is just for you to understand health and achieve it naturally without drugs and surgery. So folks, we got to take a quick break here. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290-95.7 WHIO, Dayton, Houston Talk.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station. Dayton and Springfield station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic, and our Ask the Expert weekends. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. I want to remind you, as always, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic, and also you can call our office at 937-552-7364. Press option 2 if you have any questions about this topic or any other topic we talked about in the past, or if you're ready to schedule that appointment and come into our office or come to the dinner once again taking place on December 2nd at Basil's in Troy, 6:30 p.m. You and four of your best friends can come, listen to what we do in our office, and literally get your life transformed by taking charge of your health. So we're touching on thermography today. I say we because Dr. Natalie Yaley is here with me. So Dr. Natalie, say hello to everybody.
Yes, thank you everybody for listening today.
Awesome, awesome. So I know we got a short time here, this last segment. So on the previous segment, we were talking about one of the case studies, somebody we co-manage, one of our patients, 67-year-old with metastatic, you know, cancer through her body. She went into Dr. Natalie for thermography as we were trying to track the progress of the protocol that we put her on, as far as, you know, allowing her body to be anti-inflammatory, to not create that environment for cancer to be able to thrive in. So Dr. Natalie, is there anything else that we're kind of in between segments, we talked about blood work, like, but what would you like, what else should we know? Of course, thermography. I know you touched on blood work. Why blood work?
Well, the reason why I was mentioning blood work is because, as a disclaimer, I have to put this out there, thermography is not going to tell you whether or not you have cancer.
Right.
Neither will blood work, neither will a mammogram, neither will an ultrasound. The only way to diagnose cancer is a biopsy of something, of a tissue.
The gold standard, the gold standard.
So I do have to say that. But you can monitor your progress, not just with thermography, but with other objective testing methods such as blood work. So there are certain inflammatory markers you can monitor, such as C-reactive protein, mm-hmm. your SED rate, even a CBC. You can monitor your liver function. And there's even specific cancer markers in the blood that you can monitor, too.
Yes.
Colorectal cancer marker. There's a breast cancer marker. There's prostate. Everyone's familiar with the PSA.
Right.
There's markers for all of those. Not to say that those are going to give you a definitive answer of, oh, we have put this cancer to rest.
Right.
But it does give you a non-invasive way to follow up.
For sure. And it gives you that peace of mind, too, that like, oh, the markers are going down. Therefore, what I'm doing is potentially working. Let me try for another 3 months or whatever. Let me get retested again and see if you're actually making true progress and seeing that significant decrease in PSA or be it C-reactive protein or whatever have you. So that's an excellent add-on. I love the fact that you said that. But yeah, at the end of the day, folks, you know, we got just literally a few seconds here left. Our hope and prayer is this. Hopefully you learned something today that you're going to be able to apply tomorrow to start changing your life for the future, so you don't end up like my mom, like my dad, unfortunately, never got to meet my kids, and you know, and just all those people every single day that you're hearing the crazy diagnoses every single day. And folks, I know this is the happiest time of the year. Of course, we're going to celebrate the birth of our Savior, but the reality is this. Just as many people are celebrating and are excited, many people are mourning the death of their family members that are no longer here due to these diseases and all these things that I've obviously taken them too soon. So if you are ready to take charge of your health and take back to healthcare or start living the full life, literally, we just urge you and implore you to do something different so your 2020 can look drastically different than your 2019. Because at the end of the day, who deserves to have 100% health and 100% healing? every single person that's listening right now. So I want to thank you guys for joining us. I appreciate you, Dr. Nally, for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So thank you for joining us, guys. So hopefully you learned something new. Once again, you are living the full life, listening to Living the Full Life here on 1290 95.7 WHIO, the In-Season Talk. I've been having dreams, jumping on a trampoline.